thought you'd see me again.
And actually, that's like a perfect segue going into Miami, because Miss Lisa is a Trumper, but she's on Star
Lisa Hawkson?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's an anti-vaxxer and a Trumper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We'll get into all that. I know, but
so she's married to a doctor.
I know. I was thinking that during the first,
like, your husband's a doctor.
Lenny Hawkstein has been sued a lot.
Lenny Hawkstein has a terrible reputation down here.
This is why we wanted people from Miami to tell us the real chisme.
I have real chisme on a lot of these girls because I don't know any of them personally. But I do know people that know people, and I'm an event planner. I'm a luxury event planner in Miami. So,
you're at least 3 degrees separated from anyone.
I have a 1 degree separation from Dr. Nicole Martin. Her nephew goes to school with my son. So, oh my gosh, I'm
convinced that she went to my high school, and I'm so like, I don't. I know where she went to high school.
She went to one of the Catholic high schools here in Miami because a bunch of my friends.
I know a Catholic school girl from Miami when I see one. I
know people that graduated with her. I know people that were like neighbors with her. So like she's like a Westchester Miami girl like I am. For people that don't know Westchester.
Then she definitely went to the same high school because that's where my high school was too.
Oh, okay. Well, my fun fact, my husband teaches at the high school next door.
Your husband teaches at the all boy high school?
He sure does.
Oh my gosh. Even we are like 6 degrees separation. This is classic Miami right here.
I say this all the time. Miami is the biggest small town in the country because it's 1,000%. Huge, but everybody knows each other here. And everybody is, and if you don't know that person, somebody you know knows that person. So, Nicole Martin's nephew is in the same class as my son in a Westchester Catholic school. I'm just waiting to get invited to that birthday party. But I know a bunch of people that know her, and I know people who know like all these girls. So I've always kept up on the Miami girls in the last 8 years since we've been off here, because I really liked it, and I kind of always felt like I had to root for the home team, you know?
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect segue. So let me reset the room, as we say in Clubhouse. Sure. Welcome back to everyone, Latinas watching Bravo. If you're tuning in at this point, we are now going to get into Miami. We're doing the first 3 episodes, and then next time we'll do the next 3, and then we'll be caught up. So I'm really excited. I think in this first episode, we do a lot of these breakdowns, and I love that you guys have all the good chisme. You guys actually know the vibe in Miami. I travel there a lot for work, but it's very different to visit there than it is to live there. And so I really wanted to make sure that we had, you know, voices from Miami represented. And thank you, Steph, for joining us on, because
we wanted to have a
Cubana represented, since the majority of the Latinas are, I think they're all Cuban, right?
Adriana is technically Latina, but she's Brazilian.
Right.
She is Brazilian. Someone said she was Cuban, and I'm like, absolutely
no,
not.
No, she's Brazilian. She's very proud to be Brazilian.
Yeah, but Marisol and Alexia are definitely Cuban. I have questions for you guys about this Miami
penis Cuban thing. I mean, I had so many questions for you guys.
That is the first time I've ever heard that. I had never heard that before either.
Good. I'm gonna post that for the questions for the audience. Okay, so let's go back. The opening shot. You guys said you kept up with them. I love Mama Elsa in the opening shot.
Love Mama Elsa.
What did you guys feel about this first episode? The opening Mama Elsa.
I mean, Mama Elsa is like, she was, I mean, I think of all like the moms that we've met throughout the Housewives franchise, she's definitely one of the most memorable. She's such a classic, like Miami abuela, like of that generation, even though she's not an abuela, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, uh-huh. of that generation. She's my favorite thing that she ever said was like, I married un gringo so that I didn't have to be poor or something. Like
yes.
That was like, what a fucking legend, Mama Elsa.
I just saw episode in season 2. She's telling Adriana, right? And then she tells her something like, you are too beautiful to pay bills. That's why you married. Like, she had all these like funny, I was dying.
But the amount of women of that generation that like think that same way and
are,
like, it's just it felt like she was a vibe. And like these they're queens. Like I have a client that I know that reminds me a lot of her. So it's and her whole like spirituality, like she just deadpans in the intro, like when you first mentioned, like, I'm a witch, like dead, like super, like no hesitation. It's like, yeah, I'm a witch. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Her little rituals and like what a legend.
Home to me every time she did stuff like that, right? Because I was like, it was so nice to have, like you said, that generational aspect where it is very normal, yes, for me to have gone to go look for como se dice, what's that one they're always, uña de gato, like at the tienda or something, you know, all of that is very familiar.
Yeah, for sure.
I love
I love the revisit to Mama Elsa. And then like I said, I've kept up on these girls and I really like them. I think like Alexia is a goat among housewives. Like I really, like even back then, like for sure now, this season I think has kind of solidified that for her, but she is a top tier housewife. Like she's super genuine. She's super authentic. Like her, all her shit, all the crazy things. I don't know if you guys saw the on Netflix the Cocaine Cowboys documentary that came out.
Like, yes, yeah.
She was like,
I ate that up.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, she's really genuine, really authentic, and I love the newbies. I think I love Gertie for me.
Well, wait. Let's take them housewife by housewife. What did you think about Alexia? That was one of the first opening. You know, well, first let's start with the opening shot. My heart melted when we finally see them all arrive to lunch together, and it's the OG housewives.
Yes, I love that they did that. I'm sure that was obviously on purpose. Just like the first scene has to be an OG lunch.
I was so happy. I love them all, and what do we feel? You know, let's talk about that first shot because I want to ask you guys what you thought about Lars's new face. But go ahead.
I mean, I've been following Lars's like Kardashian, you know, overhaul for the last couple of years. Lars has kind of always bothered me because she doesn't live in Miami. Like her house was never in Miami; it's in Fort Lauderdale. So it's like you're at least an hour.
That's an hour.
Yeah, it's far. It's not, I mean, and her house is gorgeous and all that stuff, but it's like she's never been like. Again, you're friends with them, but like I get picky with that kind of thing on Housewives. Like I think there's something about that, like on Potomac also, where like I love Dr. Wendy, but she lives like
she
lives in Baltimore.
She lives in Baltimore. Yeah,
so it's like things like that are like a little, they bother me a little bit.
Shout out to my Potomac co-hosts that live there, and they were like, that is not Potomac.
Right. But that's also like the Beverly Hills girls that live now in Encino in the valley. So
in
it's
my
like,
town.
Yeah. Your town in the valley? Like you don't live in Beverly Hills anymore, babe.
Your town isn't. Did Kyle ever live in Beverly Hills? Oh, she lived in
The house just sold, by the way, and that's one of my favorite like housewives houses was that house. Like I loved that house so much.
Yeah,
it was really sad. There's like video on Instagram of like the new buyers like hammering the floors up. It's really, really sad, but whatever.
And so going back to their initial lunch, you know, did you guys have any thoughts, or if not, what are your thoughts on the first intro that they do is Alexia and Frankie? That's where we start off.
I mean, Alexia is absolutely the OG of Miami, I guess. Definitely since Leah Black didn't come back, and like Leah Black was like mayor of Miami in her own mind.
Leah Black moved to California full-time, I think.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I mean, I if so. You listen to which Serious, I no longer do, but right? If you listen to the Jeff Lewis show, she pretty much moved to California.
Oh, that's right, she lived near him, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She's buddies with her. So,
yeah.
I love Alexia. I love the Cuban Barbie. I love I'm a big fan. I love her. Just seeing her on the screen makes me happy. I love her. I agree. And I love that, like, she has so much fucking drama in these first three episodes, and I'm behind. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, well, buckle up, because that shit doesn't end.
Yeah.
Because,
like, Marisol's reactions have been my reactions this whole time, where she's like, oh my God, Alexia, ay Dios mío. Like, every time
Marisol, she's just one of those people that me. Shit just, like, constantly happens really? To her. Like, no matter really? What is happening, like, she just, like, it finds her. You know,
so in this opening shot, we see that the son, she quickly mentions that the son sold the magazine and that they now have this.
So fun fact, I went to college with Herman Jr.
So these are not her sons with Herman, right?
No,
okay,
she has Frankie and Peter from when she was married to the drug guy,
Rosella,
and then Herman, right? Herman had his two boys, which I don't remember the older one, but Herman Jr. is actually the younger son.
Okay.
I don't remember what the older
one is. The other one's name is Nelson.
Nelson, there you go. But Herman Jr., I went to college with him. We were, like, kind of buddies. He's like, he's actually a really nice guy, from what I remember. It's been, like, you know, a couple of years.
And so what did you guys hear in Miami? Was this true? Did they sell it off and that's why she had to do the salon?
Yeah, they shut it down. Yeah. I mean, she had his money anyway, but the rumors of Herman and Herman's extracurricular activities have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah, when I was rewatching season three, they were on there on the
well, I worked in Miami Lakes, which is like a neighbor town of Hialeah, which is where he was mayor of back in the 90s, I think. And he was actually mayor of Hialeah in the 90s, or like the late 90s. That rumor was around from back then, with another guy that was a mayor of another town. It was like another political thing. So those rumors have been around for like 30 years at least. So it's been circulating around town for a long time.
I have so many questions for you guys on that as we get into
Venue Magazine. I really never saw it anywhere. It was kind of like, I think it was a free publication, just like made money off like advertising. Mm-hmm. It was a lot in like airports and stuff like that, but I never really, like, it wasn't like a big deal.
Right. So, it didn't look like it.
Definitely.
Yeah. What about,
if you're gonna talk about like big deal magazines here, you're talking about like Ocean Drive.
Oh, Ocean Drive. Right. Yeah.
That's it. Like, no one really.
And they tried to make it seem like it was an Ocean Drive, but it wasn't.
Like the Latino Ocean Drive. I think that's what they tried to make it seem like.
I actually went to high school with a girl who worked for Alexia at Venue.
Oh, really?
So when I follow that, when I follow her on Instagram, and it would be like, I would see like the other side of Alexia's Instagram, basically.
And what did your friend say as an employer? Because that's a whole different side of them. Is she really nice?
Yeah, that's a whole different side of them.
No, she loves her.
Loves her. See, that's good. I told you guys this. I know, Steph, you might be new to our page, but I've constantly told this story about how when I worked for a magazine and we used to go to Miami a lot, and that's why I traveled there so much. But we did an event one time, we did a VIP, and in the VIP room for our event was Alexia and Marisol, and me and my coworker, we were like fucking fanning out like crazy. And the show had already been off, but we were always big fans of Miami. Mm-hmm. And we would always like yell at each other, "She beat me to the tweet." And Adriana, like, we lived in this realm of all these little quotes. So when we saw them at our event, we were like, "Oh my God." And I remember him telling me, like, go say hi, because like, you're the hostess anyways, like, they'll have to be nice to you. So I was like, okay. So then I get up the courage to go, and Alexia, like, for anyone not in Miami, Alexia is just like stunning, breathtaking. It's like looking into the sun. Like, I lost speech for a minute. I was
tall.
Just like, she's so tall. And I was just like, hi, you know. And she was just the sweetest person ever. And she was like, oh, hello, you know, thank you so much, you know. And then she started asking me about me. She's like, how do you like Miami? And you're from Texas, and like, this is such a great event. She was being just like the sweetest person ever. Marisol was a mega bitch. She like gave me her back. She gave me her side eye. She didn't even turn around to give me eye contact. And she's like, mind you, we were doing like and it's Miami, so you kind of have to, but I'm just saying, we didn't have to, but we did like this full open bar and all this thing. And she was like, are you able to like,
you have to have an open bar in Miami.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, it's Miami, you have to, but like we, sometimes when we were doing smaller events, we wouldn't do it because we were just like in and out. But like that one, like I went all out. And so she had the nerve to be like, well, so are you able to get me a drink? Like, I'm some fucking perra. And I was like, bitch. I was like, I fucking hate you. But the crazy thing was, because I love Mama Elsa so much, she was actually one of my favorites. And because Alexia is like so pretty, I thought she was gonna be like a mega bitch. But it was the complete opposite. My son was horrible. She gave me her bag. She wouldn't even address me. And Alexia was like full eye contact, stood up, me saludó de abrazo y beso. And she's like, oh my God, you know, thank you so much. Like just the sweetest woman ever. And you would have thought she would just be like a fucking straight up hater, because the paparazzi was also like just wanting Alexia on the red carpet, which I thought was really sad for Marisol. So I was trying to be nice to her, and she was a mega bitch. So I'm really glad to hear that Alexia is
I've heard that about Marisol, though. Like, yeah, that's not the first time I've heard that. People that like know her or that have been in like social interactions with her and have spoken to them after the fact or whatever have said that for sure.
I don't know who she thinks she is. You're not Alexia. Stop it. What's wrong with you? You can't be
Angry. You're a friend of this season, babe. So
that way.
But that's the problem.
She has them this season.
Yeah. But that's why she's working overtime on the season, because she's trying to.
I'm actually really enjoying her, to be honest. So,
So in the next housewife, Lisa H, thoughts? Y'all know Star Island shit. What is all that? Explain to the non Miamians.
Yeah, Star Island is where anyone who's anyone lives. You gotta live on
lived
island.
Lived.
That was like
I think that was like a 90s thing when Miami was like the hot place to be, and like all these celebrities were like buying houses. They're like, that's where Madonna's house was, and that's where like Sylvester Stallone's house was. So I actually have a friend of mine who's like one of my oldest friends who lived on Palm Island, who is with like the neighboring island. And so I just that deal with her house and having to like knock it down or whatever, because they thought it was the Scarface house. But like now that the actual Scarface house is being knocked down. So I've always been a Lisa liker. I've always thought she was like cute and funny, but I kind of feel a little bit for her this season, because I do feel like Lenny kind of hates her. I don't know.
Yeah, he was kind of a dick. Like I saw I don't know which one in the first three episodes, they're celebrating his birthday. And he's just always like throwing digs at her, where he's like, yeah, well, I still like you. And I'm just like, oh, rude. I was a Lisa fan, and it's really sad that she's a huge anti-vaxxer and she's a Trump supporter, but I always did like her. And what do you guys, what have y'all heard in Miami about this quote, emotional affair?
Nothing. That was the first time I had heard about it. It doesn't surprise me though, just because he's well known, not for like I said, his reputation's not great, but he is well known. Mm-hmm. But I didn't hear anything about that emotional affair, to be honest. I wish I did, because that would have been like nice and juicy, but I don't know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So
yeah, people found her picture. People found the girl's picture.
Oh, yeah.
I need to post it. Yeah. She typical long dark hair, huge boobs. Like I'm surprised. I'm like, really? I mean, she's just one of those girls, you know. She's the type.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably gives the Miami Russian escort vibe.
Miami, oh, that's right, the Russians, which that's we have a big thing.
That's a big thing,
yeah, here. Yeah.
We
who do you think is living in all those brickle apartments?
Exactly. I know. I remember seeing an article a couple years ago about like Russian women that were arriving pregnant already, so that their kids could get that Miami or United States citizenship when they're born there, but they're like legit pregnant Russian women. And I was like, what? Yeah. I had no idea this whole Russian thing was going on in Miami.
They've a lot of the men have like a lot of these developments, then like these huge high rises and stuff that have come up in the last like 10 years has been like Russian and Brazilian. So
wow, that's interesting.
They kind of have really changed kind of the landscape of like that part of town.
And so now we get into the new housewives. I will start with my favorite, Gertie. I love her.
Gertified. So Gertie for me has been like, you know how actors look up to Meryl Streep? Like Gertie, since I'm an event planner, Gertie for me is like, if I could be a third of the event planner that Gertie is, I would be very happy. She does I don't know her personally, but I've known her,
her work.
And, in the industry and her work for a long time. And she is so talented. She's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Her office is based in Fisher Island. So that should tell you like they're not like, I know they kind of are. I don't know. I know one of you said that you were behind. In the more current episodes, there was like a lot of drama and like the thing with Julia's birthday or whatever, about how like she's not as good as she says. She is as good as everybody says she is. I promise you that.
Let them know. And you're in the industry.
And I'm in the industry, so I know. So you always know based on like the other vendors that people work with, like how good they are. And she works with some like top tier people. So she also does a lot of events in New York, which is hard to break. That market is super hard to break into.
I love her. And I love this high school story, her and her husband. I do too. Oh, I just love her. And I've read some of the, feed that I know something happens in the next episode, but right now at this point, I love her. I'm so excited to see her on the show. And I was going to ask you, G, because she is Haitian and, with our Dominicanos and Haiti and all of that, what can you enlighten listeners, about maybe relations? Are you excited to see they're Latin American too, right? I never know what's the correct, that's why I said, okay, how many Latinas do we have?
yeah. So being Latino means that you come from one of the countries,
Latin Americas, yeah,
in Latin America. Mm-hmm. And then being Hispanic means that you come from a Spanish-speaking country,
right? Like Spain.
So mm-hmm. Exactly. So technically, if you're Dominican, Cuban, you are Latino and Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're both.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But Brazilians are just Latino, for example.
Right.
Like we said. And then Haitians are just Latino as well. I don't think that they identify maybe that way so much, but
I don't think so either.
Right. I think that's just basically the facts. I, for one, I'm so happy to see, because I think that the other friend of Kiki Barth is also Haitian.
She is.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm very happy because if there is going to be, Afro-Latino representation, I think Haitian is very appropriate. That's very Miami. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can't not have a Haitian cast member when there's the same way that there's several Cuban cast members, there's a little Havana in Miami, there's also a little Haiti. So mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. just the cast is very representative of the Miami population. I think Absolutely. That for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we have Haitian representation, and I love first of all, shout out to the original Haitian queen, right? Garcelle, I'm sorry, Garcelle from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Garcelle.
So mm-hmm. I think that is so cool that you're absolutely right. You guys that live in Miami, I'm so glad you guys said that about the actual representation, that's really important. I was just excited because I agree with you. Like, I never want to put labels on people that aren't accurate. That's why I always ask, you are Dominican. And so like, I know there's like, we were saying earlier, the what is it? Like the conversation between Haiti and Dominican, because it's from the same island, right?
Yeah. So, the Dominican Republic and Haiti share an island, they're the smaller country and, they're a little, more unstable than DR. Like, I don't know who Dominicans think they're fooling. I don't know if they think that like we're very much the same.
It's the all-inclusives that make it like a hide the truth behind it.
Exactly. It's just like we have we got luck. We have like really good tourism and they don't have as much. So like mm-hmm. we have,
but it's like right next door, right?
Money. Or- yeah, it is. Yeah, they share an
yeah,
island.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
We literally share an island and the border is, kind of loose. I think there's kind of like the same issue. Like a lot of the farm laborers in Dominican Republic are Haitians. They're like, just like migrant workers.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
wanna, like mm-hmm. to like,
like
yeah,
here.
The United States and Mexico. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Mexican farm workers. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, because we're neighbors. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's that kind of dynamic. And there's also like this whole thing on the island about a lot of children who have like one parent from each side. And like, there's this whole like kind of national push, kind of a whole like nationalism push to not let, to not recognize them as Dominican citizens. Really? Yes.
Oh wow.
So controversial, and I'm obviously not on that side of the Dominican conversation. It's actually really sad having just come back, because a lot of people still feel that way. They very much see Haitians as like others. Mm-hmm. And not very good opinions, and I think and very like generalizations based on like, you know, a lot of with the migrant workers, you know, a criminal or two is going to sneak in there. It's just like statistics. It happens.
Yeah, that's just
fine. And like, but then they want to go and say like, oh, crime is at an all time high in Dominican Republic. And they want to like blame the Haitians, when that's like not really the case. So
I love that you're able to share all that with us, because I read it, but you know, obviously I do not want to get out of my lane and speak on any of that. That's why it was so important for me to have you both represented for this season, because I want us to also reflect the housewives. But I'm super excited about Gertie. She's such a breath of fresh air, and I just love everything she wears. First of all, like, I'm always looking, like, yeah, my eyes are always drawn to like her clothing when she comes on the confessionals. I love it. What, and then you guys already shared about Nicole, which is the other housewife, and I love that you guys actually have like some inside scoops to her. Who else am I missing of new wives? Oh, Julia. Well, we'll get to her at the end, but I forgot my part of my OGs, because they feel like housewives, but they're friends of Marisol and Adriana. I'm only up to episode 3. I, even though in real life I've had bad experiences with Marisol, I really do love all her little comments.
Yeah, I am enjoying her this season, even though she has the reputation she has, but she is hilarious.
Yeah, like, she's cracking me up. And Adriana, I was always a big fan of her in the first run. I'm really surprised that I'm not liking her that much this season, because I'm a hardcore Adriana fan.
I gotta agree with you. I wasn't super crazy about her in the first run. I always kind of felt like she was like a little
a hanger on
social climbing. Yeah, like,
oh, yeah. Hanger, I mean, like, that was the entirety of her beef with Leah Black.
With Leah Black,
right. It's kind of very much like a Bethany Jill dynamic. That
absolutely. Well, so 100%. On that note, since you guys are the insiders, rewatching it now as an adult, I see what Leah Black was so mad about, and I liked them both back then, but now that you guys are insiders, well, tell us the truth about that. So what, like, did Leah Black actually know all this stuff, or was she authentic in saying that Adriana was lying the whole time and kind of took her for a ride? Because remember, she said that she helped her, and Adriana was like, I'm alone, I'm a single mom and all this. And then Adriana,
I mean,
was,
she was
married.
A single mom, but I don't understand how you live on Fisher Island and cry poor.
Right.
Because that was the whole, that was what I never understood. And because even like the least expensive of condos are Fisher Island, are in the millions. And she lived in Fisher Island back during the first run. So I don't know if she still lives there. But I know that her son went to like Fisher Island Prep, whatever that prep school is on that, which is where Leah Black's kid went. But I that was for me. I don't know. I just felt like she always was that girl that was like friends with people that had money so that she could have money. And also like doing what she does, she's an art dealer. Like, they make really good money. So it never clicked to me, unless she's just like one of these people that makes money but is also terrible with it. So
right, that could be a
possibility. There's plenty of, just in Miami, there are plenty of rich people,
yes,
or seemingly rich people that aren't all they say they are.
G, what do you think about this whole Leah Black Adriana situation?
Yeah, I mean, I never knew any inside information about it, but I mean, Adriana always gave me a hanger-on vibe, like, but and like I said, it's very representative of Miami. There's always that one rich, very truly rich lady who has a friend that's pretending that I was always tagging along with her. And to be honest, that's, I also see that kind of dynamic with like Alexia and Marisol, even though they're actually more closer friends. Like, I know that they actually have a close friendship, but Marisol still gives that like hanger on vibe situation. But I would say with Marisol, it's more not, it's not so much the money, because I feel like she married rich and solved that problem there. Like, the Patton group dissolved. Like, I don't even think by the third season the Patton group still existed, her PR firm. So I think she was always kind of like hanging on to Alexia more for, not just because it's her friend, but like the popularity, social.
Yeah, it was never a social
thing. And so I think that was the problem with Adriana.
What, that she was social climbing with Leah Black?
And I think Leah, I think Leah Black knew, she wasn't stupid. I think she knew that Ariana was a, you know, semi using her, but she would let it slide until a certain point. And I think that maybe, you know, because a lot of this kind of falling out in social scenes happens because the hanger-on bypassed the main friend to like another friend to ask for a favor or something like that. And then the main friend got pissed. I think that that's probably what happened with Adriana and Leah Black. And that's probably why Leah got pissed. And like, they kind of just didn't really say it. Cause like, I feel like oftentimes they don't really say it on the show because they're trying to protect identities or names or whatever, or they can't really talk about it, but you kind of have to like pick and choose the narrative out of there. So I think that's kind of what happened there.
Really, I feel like also Leah might be one of these people that has a lot of acquaintances, but not a lot of people that are close to her. And like, she's lonely, right? So she had like, she thought that Adriana was like a genuine friendship, and then what turned out to be not what she thought, that also is something that I think maybe affected their relationship. Because Leah kind of always seemed like she was a little, like, she knew everybody, correct? She's mayor of Miami, whatever. But how many people did she really have that were so, like, in her actual inner circle, you know?
Can we talk real quick about, like, I didn't realize Alexia and Leah's previous connection until I saw the latest Cocaine Cowboys, and I was just like, wait, hold up. Alexia was a cast member in a whole ass reality show with this lady who's married to the dude that prosecuted her, like, that was the defense for the case through their husband. Like, why?
Yeah, shout out to my Potomac co-host that told me about this whole thing, and I was like, what? And they were like, yes, and Leah Black's husband was part of it. So then I had to go back and watch the whole thing. Yeah, like you guys said, small world, right?
But that's Roy Black. Like, that firm, Roy Black is very is much huge, so, and that firm is like notorious in like not a, always a bad way, but like they've done a lot of crazy shit here. They've done a lot of crazy cases, so they're like not like his hands aren't entirely clean either. So
I mean, that's bound to happen when you're constantly defending notorious criminals. Like, he's always defending them. It's not.
I also am very wary, and I think that we've learned this as Housewives fans. I'm very wary of attorneys with too much money. In the case of Tom Girardi, in the case of, you know, and I kind of feel now that, so speaking of the newbies, as we get to know Nicole, I am more and more suspicious every week of
Anthony. Well, Marisol says episode one, right? She says, I don't know about her.
I gotta tell you, like, attorneys make good money, like, we all know that, but attorneys that have like private jets and $40 million houses, like, there's that's a little much, you know.
As an attorney, would you agree?
I work with attorneys, and I'm definitely always side-eyeing any attorney who goes on a reality show, including like, we're talking about Phaedra, we're talking about Jim Marchese from New Jersey. I
think the only one that's like not shady is like Emily from OC. She's the only one that's like an attorney.
And she doesn't even practice. She prefers to plan events.
Good for her.
No, I'm saying that's why. That's why she's not shady, because she's not actually, like, she's doing something, you know, that she loves and she's great at. But she, like, there's, I mean, you tell me. I don't think
she wasn't practicing anymore. I'm behind also on OC.
I mean, I don't think she practices. She definitely doesn't practice full time. She has been working with the Innocence Project, which I love.
Innocence Project.
But
I never thought that Emily, I could be wrong about this. And I've seen, I think maybe I might be, because I've seen comments here and there, like on social media. I never got the impression that Emily was an actual professional event planner. She just loves doing it and did it for people, but not in the sense of like, that's like her
LLC, like, or something.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's like I felt like it was kind of, cause like, you know, to be honest, my friend's mom, it's kind of like she had always been like a stay-at-home mom, and then like once her kids grew up, she started like planning events, but more for like her friends and family, and like, you know, she's still getting paid for it, but it's not like a large scale production type of thing. So that's what I felt that Emily was doing.
I agree. Like, yeah, that's kind of how I always felt. But yeah, I attorneys on these shows, I think it's been kind of proven at this point that there's always something going on that's not quite kosher. So
yeah, if they're definitely fronting a lot of wealth, because like that's another thing, you can't look at OC and say that Emily is the richest one on the Heather being back, like don't even like remove Heather being back, because like no one can compete with Heather, but you know, you're not sitting here and saying that she's the richest, because you know she didn't, I don't think she like went into practice in that way, and like
she's a family attorney. I think she does like divorces and like divorces and like custody and stuff like that. So the ones that make a lot of money are like the white collar defense and like the insurance and people, like, So like, but those are also the ones like a Tom Girardi that have, you know, a bunch of shady shit going on behind the scenes. So it stands to remain, and I hope that I'm wrong with Anthony, but
you're calling it here first.
I'm calling it here first.
Yeah, I agree.
We will see if you were right.
Yeah, my boss has something to say about that guy.
Oh, really?
It's not that he knows anything for a fact, but it's a lot of, he's heard a lot of rumors, he said.
Yeah.
Ooh, any that you can share?
No, and that he's really shared with me, but he just kind of alluded to like,
he knows something about that guy.
Yeah, he's an ambulance chaser, but like he's an ambulance chaser, right? Like he's a personal injury attorney, right?
Yeah. Just like Sweet James. Like you can't.
Yes. They give me the same vibe. They give me the same exact vibe. Exactly. Sweet James and Anthony.
Now we're getting into the pink party. I have so many questions for y'all as the insiders. I want to know about Larsa, who is 47, and like on high definition you can see every wrinkle in that face and all the the unsettled Botox or whatever. Larsa and this Kardashian feud, the butt implants, the pink sweaters, the boys living with Scotty and the daughter staying with her, all of that. What do y'all think as the Miami reps?
Larsa's a complicated order for me, because I didn't really like get her appeal the first, and she was only on the one season, right? That first season. Wasn't even like that great of a season. Like I think season two of Miami Housewives is one of like an all time like
best
season of Housewives, period. But you know, she kind of like hung on the Kim and Courtney train for a long time. And then supposedly what got her off was like, she was like fucking around with Tristan Thompson, which who was surprised by that?
I did not know this. This is why I wanted y'all on this show.
They say that she was like a little too close to comfort to Tristan Thompson.
Which is further egregious, seeing as how Larsa is the one who ratted Jordan and Tristan
out.
So like Larsa is shiesty.
Maybe that's why she ratted it out. Maybe she ratted out that rumor because she was jealous. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That's a good point. But I mean, the whole thing about like, we're getting divorced, but there's no rush to get divorced. Like, it's just so clear that she's just like trying to hang on. And she and Scotty got back together for a while there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they, it's just, for me, it's really clear that you just want to hang on to the lifestyle, which I get. You've been in it for like 25 years and it's mm-hmm. not easy to give up. Mm-hmm. I don't believe she's making $10,000 a day on OnlyFans.
Oh yeah. What do you guys think about the OnlyFans account?
She's
not showing nipple. She's not making that money.
Well, yeah, she says exactly. It's her feet. That they're money makers.
I'm very much with Lisa in the sense of like, Lisa's opinion of like, if that's what you're going to do to make money, like yeah. more power to you, yeah. do what you got to do. You got to feed 4 kids. I get it. Like
the 3 boys are with Scotty.
Well, that's true.
She only kept the girl, which is weird to split your children like that, but they're older. They're 20 and 18. Yeah,
the 2 boys are adults. So they kind of, I guess, can just pick where they want to be. You know? But I don't believe that she's making, maybe she is making 10 grand a day on OnlyFans, but it's not with her feet. Like if you're not showing nip, you're not making 10 grand.
Is that true? Cause I'm a little bit like, so I'm between 2 lines. I'm a lot of Alexia where like my inner señora's like, esas cosas no se hacen. But then there's also the side of me that's Marisol where I'm like, well, can I show this? What if I just ride a shark? Does that count?
That's all of us. Isn't that all of us though? Yeah. Like at the heart, like you're kind of like, there's a part of you that's like, you're clutching your pearls. And then like, the other half is like, girl, show your vagina, do what you're gonna do.
Yeah. I struggle between the two. Cause I'm like, yo, if you can make feet and some, you know, perv, not that there's anything wrong with it, wants to like look at my feet and do whatever they do in private, but you want to pay me, pues, ¿quién te puede decir que no? If that's true. So I'm just kind of like, what is true, what is not? Because she says this whole thing about her feet.
Right. I don't think
it's not just feet. I don't buy that for a second.
Exactly. I don't think that's the issue. I think it's that like, if you're okay, fine that you're making $10,000 a day, but don't tell me that you're not showing anything if you are, because I just want you to be truthful. Like,
be honest.
I don't care what you do. Like, it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, but also just to be a little bit like of a real perspective on that, if they are going to move forward with that divorce eventually, that might, something like being honest about that might come back and bite her in the ass in a divorce proceeding.
True.
So maybe that's why she's not saying it, like just to be a little bit more practical about it. But I agree. I'm like, if you're showing nipples, tell me you're showing nipples. I mean, I will celebrate your nipples with you, babe. Like, it's okay.
Love that she did not wear that sweater top as Lisa called the affordable top, that pink sweater top.
When they picked up that balloon wall and moved it, know what it's like to put those together. I know what it's like to install them. When I saw that, I damn near had a fucking heart attack. I was like, this is not gonna end well. It was fine, but I don't know. It gave me very like Kylie Jenner vibes of like the whole, like, let's all wear like the pretty little things, like sweatshirts, you know, like her Fashion Nova, whatever the hell they were.
Yeah. She tried to bring Calabasas to, Fort Lauderdale.
It definitely gave me Calabasas Kardashian vibes.
I mean, but she's 47. Like, and I get it, right? Because Miami's like a whole different vibe. And I've always said, like, I don't know how y'all do it. I could not live there because it's just like beauty and skin and TNA everywhere. Like, I could not. I would be a shell of a person and never go out again. Like, I just can't. It's so beautiful. Like walking among, it's like walking on Mount Olympus amongst gods and goddesses all day, right? And then it's freaking hot, so everyone's naked all the time.
Yeah, that is true. And you can tell that they filmed in the summer, and sometimes I feel so bad for them because you can tell like they get somewhere and their hair is beautiful,
the hair and, like, all humidity minutes, yeah.
Oh my God. And they're like sweating. And I'm like, I've sat outside at a restaurant in August. Like, I feel your pain. Like, I feel so bad.
I love watching that hair crimp up, because when I started going over there, I don't know how people get it. First of all, the very first time I went, I made the mistake of straightening my hair, which I never do anymore. I live in my natural curls now, but I didn't know about the crazy humidity. And then I made the mistake of like wearing heels like I would in the dry heat of Texas. And my feet swelled so much.
That's why they wear wedges. That's why we wear wedges.
Yes, yeah. No one told me all these secrets. But... And I was like, I can't walk anymore. We're going to have to wait. And sad as it may be, at the end of that event, I waited till everyone left, but I did have to take off my shoes to walk because my feet were stuck. They were like, I did.
Exactly. You gotta, listen, Bata Sucia is very popular in Miami. So yeah, it's just what Miami girls gotta do.
No one
Everyone's taking
you.
Off their heels in a club here.
Yes,
it's okay. It's
like my foot swelled and I was like, I can't walk. Like no, my shoe's not going anywhere. I have to take it off. And my hair was like all gross because like no one tells you the secret. You got to get that wet, got to get a little hairspray on there. I got to get like, now I know, but I didn't know. So there's a lot of bad photos of me in Miami. So I love when their hair, you can see the little flyaways, the frizz come up. I was like, yes, they're not all perfect. How do you guys keep makeup on? My shit would just slide off my face. Like
I have naturally oily skin to begin with, and I've worked very, very hard to like it's been a long journey just trying to figure out what works, but a lot of primer and a lot of setting spray.
I mean, just derritiéndome, like just it looked like I just wiped ice, like ice cubes on my face. Like I was just dripping and I gross. Like I don't know how to be cute in Miami. I can't do it. I need a starter class. So I love when they look a little messy too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
So going into, because I want to get into the very end of this episode, but before that, thoughts on Julia, introduction, Russian. Now I know why it's relevant. Russian housewife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again.
I mean, I like her. I think she's quirky.
She's cute. I like her.
She's cute. Uh-huh. I like that we have like our first official like married lesbian on or bisexual like lesbian couple.
And not just any Martina Navratilova.
Somebody was like, I saw somebody on a Facebook group that was like, oh, she's married to a tennis pro. I'm like, ma'am.
Right? This was the Chris Everett Martina Navratilova. 90s kids know this. I remember the SNL skits on this.
Like it's not like a regular like Joe Schmo tennis player. Like she's like a legit like come on
legend. Martina Navratilova.
So I mean I like her. I think she's quirky and she's got like her, she like lives in her own world and her own
bubble. What is, now that you guys live there, what is this distance with the farm and then where they live? Explain
so
that
it's
to
really
us.
Far. Oh. It's really, really far. It's, yeah. The house is in Miami Beach and the farm is in Davie, which is in West Broward County.
Yeah, how far is that?
Broward.
I would say at least an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Depending on what time of day, but definitely it's gonna take you an hour to get there.
At least. Okay. At least. Yeah, because Davie, and talk about your red pockets of Broward County. Davie is very, very red.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. But there's definitely like closer farmland to Miami Beach. I mean, there's like kind of some ish where I'm at and a little further south than me. So but it's a little bit of a trek. So
I'm loving that you guys have all these insider scoops. So episode one ends, and I love that it straight goes into episode two without, you know, skipping a beat. So we can just go into it. Episode two is at the very beginning. We're talking with Alexia and Marisol and Johnny, and that's where Alexia, I mean, she addressed it in season three, but in season three she was still saying that these were rumors, but now she is very clear that this is a truth and she wants to meet the lover. And I am with Marisol, like, are you crazy? And she's like, text him right now, and like, you guys that have been there, tell us, you know, first of all, do you think in season three did she really feel that these were rumors or she knew? Like, that's the big thing. But I feel like she's acting like someone that really did not know, and she really wants these answers. And would you want to know? So let's get into the Alexia Herman lover thing.
I always felt from back when the original run, I kind of always felt that their marriage, like, you can tell the marriages on Housewives that are like arrangements, right? Like,
me a beard vibe. Like, I'm
for sure. She always gave me either a beard guy or like casado con viejo vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you married an old dude with money and it's fine. Like, I respect that. It's cool. But, you know, like, so I never really bought that she never knew anything, especially considering how long those rumors have been around down here. I never really bought it. And but I'm with her with the accepting of it now. And I actually would want to know. I'm with Alexia. I would want to know for sure, for sure. And I would want details, but I'm, you know, I'm female sass, so.
I would want all the details.
I mean, I would too, but I think she wants to know just because she's on TV. Because I don't think this is a surprise to her. Yeah, I don't think this is a surprise to her at all.
So you both feel that she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she knew. And then like, and however she said, she's like, well, he always denied it. And I was like, oh, so you've asked him several times then. So like, that's what you're telling me.
I think it worked for her. He gave her a lifestyle that she loved. She didn't ask questions. Exactly. They kind of each did their own thing. I also wouldn't be surprised if she had her own thing going on with somebody else.
Did you guys ever hear rumors of that?
No, not really.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
But
so,
you know, after watching Cocaine Cowboys, I thought it made more sense to me. Because when I remember when I watched Housewives the first time around, I was like, what the hell is she doing with this dude? He's like so square. So, you know, and she's Cuban Barbie. But then watching Cocaine Cowboys, I feel like she really, really, really fell in love with Rosello. And I think she did what a lot of
safety or security.
I was gonna say, I think she did what a lot of people do sometimes, where they're like, let me take the other route, let me be safe, stable.
As a mom, like, I respect that, like, 100%, because if you're raising these two little boys with this like kingpin drug lord guy, like, you know, if he's gonna go to prison and you're gonna leave him, like, you want stability. I absolutely understand and respect that 100%. So I understand her being the being with Herman, even if it is an arrangement, makes sense to me considering her past. I don't hold that against her in any way, shape, or form. Do I buy that she didn't know anything? Absolutely not.
No.
But
yeah, I asked the Potomac when we were wrapping up Potomac, Miami was kicking off. And I said the same thing. I said, listen, at this age, I would be okay with an arrangement. I'm okay with it.
I'm married with an 8-year-old and one on the way. Like, if something happened, and you know, something happened to my husband and I found out either some crazy shit about him, or, you know, God forbid, like, he, you know, passes or whatever, I'm going the stability route for sure. I'm not doing this shit for love again. You know,
I said the same thing. I'm like, I will be cool with it. Like, stability. I want peace in my life.
Yeah.
That's what I said also.
Especially if you can, like, fund my expenses.
My dreams. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
I love that we're all on page with that.
I just think about, like, it's Sunday. I have to go to work tomorrow. Like, I'm still tired. I'm just like, I would be totally willing to do an arrangement. Is someone available tomorrow?
I know the feminist in me, like, hates that opinion, but
same. But I always say the feminist in me says you get to choose whatever life you want. So
you're absolutely correct.
100% right. Sticking to Alexia, that's how we go into episode 2. She's talking with Peter at it's Versailles, but is it Versailles?
No, it's Versailles.
It's Versailles.
Versailles, okay. Yeah, because I know French is Versailles, but I've always heard it pronounced differently.
No, Versailles.
Versailles, okay.
Yeah, but
I love it. I've never seen the biggest aguacates there in my life. I just want to say that. I'm a big avocado lover. And when I used to, like, stop by there to eat, that's where I had my first cortadito at the little panaderia next door.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to do that. Yeah, I got hooked on cortaditos.
I gotta disagree. I think Versailles, in my opinion, is a tourist trap.
It is a tourist trap. I was a tourist.
There's so much. The food is okay, but there's, like, so much better, so many more, like, better quality, like, Cuban food options. They're shooting at Versailles because that's where you go.
That's
here.
Where
it's
at, yeah.
That's where,
yeah,
people,
everyone
don't,
told,
like,
me,
if
you
don't
have
know
to
Miami,
like, go.
Like, that's what you know. But
I'm just saying, I've never seen funny. Avocado that size, because, like, in Texas you order a side of aguacate, and it's a little cosita.
It's the
Haas, right?
Avocado.
Yeah.
Like the Haas.
Yeah. No, we have these, like, giant,
yes, that shit was prehistoric.
They're growing people's backyards. Like, my grandma has an avocado tree. Like, and if you have to pay for avocados in Miami, like, you don't have friends.
You don't have friends.
Because you have to pay for avocados or mangoes.
I love that. I'm going to put that on the stories. That was actually my Instagram pic for that day. Pinche aguacate, like, that shit was huge. I never seen anything like that in my life. And yeah. But yeah, later as I traveled there more, people took me to like the actual places, and the place that I actually ended up loving to eat was a little hole in the wall.
Those are the best ones.
Oh my god, it was so fucking good, and I used to go like 3 times a day. Also, I don't know if this is just like a tourist thing or the whole city does it, but like in the hotel that I was in, I think we were doing that particular time, we were doing an event at the Four Seasons, and I remember at 305 they gave us all free cortaditos, like everybody that was in the lobby and we were working.
Oh, that's definitely a tourist thing.
It's a tourist thing. I thought that was so cool. Oh, this whole
time, I mean, people have like cafecito here like morning, noon, and night. Like we had some
all the time, like 10 p.m. But I love it. I was so high. I was like the episode of the Kardashians where Khloe discovers cortaditos.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Dude, that was me. It changed my whole life. Like to this day.
When people I want a cortadito. Not from here have a cafe, like want Cuban coffee, I definitely like caution people. It's amazing. I'm like, you need to take
They call it Cuban crack for a reason. Like
it the is.
Someone not from Miami drinks it, they're like, I want more.
More. Yeah, I mean, like, yes.
I can drink it like before bedtime and fall asleep fine, but I've been having it since I was like a toddler. So it's exactly. Like, no,
what but, is but, it? What's in that bean? I do. I'm have one of those
no,
people.
I have amazing. No idea.
I honestly just think it's the sugar. It's just delicious.
It's so good. I love it. And it does, you know, keep me awake. All crazy. I love it.
No, it absolutely works. You know what I thought was funny? The scene with Peter and Alexia at Versailles, that they order croquetas, but everyone who's from Miami knows that the best croquetas
those are the worst croquetas.
La Canaria.
I got so upset. I was like, what? Literally the worst croquetas are the Versailles croquetas. And if it's not an Isla Canaria croqueta, I don't want it.
Thank you.
I love this. Let everybody know where are these best.
Period.
Ones?
Isla Canaria, 137th Avenue in Coral Way. Go.
Yep.
I love it.
That's where it's at. Everyone knows. I thought it was just hilarious that they chose to have croquetas at Versailles, but everyone else is like, girl, you know you eat them at Isla Canaria. Don't play.
Well, I actually think that she lives just based on, I looked up where the salon is, and I think based on like where her building is, actually she lives in Surfside now, which is
she
like,
does. She lives in Surfside.
Really far north.
Yeah. So I used to work at Ball Harbor, at Ball Harbor Shops. And I've actually been to Alexia Salon to get my nails done.
Really?
I've been wanting to go. Is it good?
Yes, it's good. It's good. I just never went back because my work schedule was terrible. So I always chose to just do my stuff on my days off.
Wait, you did your nails
after work? Yeah, I did my nails.
Okay,
Manny Petty.
You need to send me the pic. It's going up. We'll keep okay, you. We'll keep your alias.
A while ago, but I do take pictures.
It doesn't matter. I take it. Yes, I want it.
It's like normal. I mean, normal for Surfside for sure. Like, it's not like when you're going, you know, a little more far west to get your nails done in Miami. Yeah. Uh-huh. But it was fine for Surfside. I didn't pay like hundreds of dollars or anything like that. I also didn't get anything crazy like acrylics or nothing like or art. It was just a regular mani-pedi. I think I did my eyebrows too. My eyebrows were amazing.
And you liked it? The service was good and the vibe, everything? Is it cute like on the
on yeah the show? I mean, and like, and the thing is that like she is actually there.
Oh really?
Oh, that's so cool.
I would see her since I worked at Bell Harbor. I've seen her go there for lunch. And I've seen her, you know, go shopping. I worked at one of the high-end boutiques, so I've seen her and Todd inside the boutique. I think Marisol was there that day too. And again, she is very nice, very lovely. Never heard anything bad about her. I went to her salon and she was actually there. Like, she parked her little, I see now on the show she has a Ferrari, but she was driving a Maserati. She parked her little Maserati right out front in the salon. Mm-hmm. And her and Frankie are actually there, and like she's at the front desk, and Frankie goes around and asks you like, do you want anything to drink? Are you okay?
Sweet. Oh, that's so sweet.
He's adorable.
That's so cute. I can't wait. Okay, so you know you gotta like go now to represent for the channel and send a live, send some photos. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Send a ticket.
Oh, I've been meaning to go. I have a good friend of mine that's another like housewives freak. And we've been
you guys gotta
to
like
go.
Send stuff in. I would die. Yes,
I highly recommend. So she does live in Surfside. She lives actually a little bit more up the way. She lives in the Ferrari building, which I don't know. Okay. I mean, I don't think it's been in these first 3 episodes, but you see her because like in that building you like drive into a car.
They have elevator, the car elevator, yeah.
And the elevator takes it up to your floor. So like your it's like having an apartment. She has like a penthouse with a garage, basically.
Yeah,
because it just so takes cool. it straight up.
A lot of it's those buildings, cool. the Aston Martin building is doing that too. A lot exactly of these like, new the buildings same. Are going to be doing that. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, so very Jetson.
It's super. Yeah.
No, listen,
super
it's a 10,000 cool. square foot penthouse. Like that shit wow. is on the water. It's
two
on
stories.
The like that's.
Yeah. It's yeah, wow. you can't you can't think less of Alexia because now she lives in an apartment and right. like anyone else has a house. I'm sure the apartment costs more. The apartment could possibly cost the same as Lisa's house, to be quite honest.
Probably. Oh yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
No, and yeah, I think just especially... like in Miami, y'all like even when y'all are like at the like in the name of the game, I feel like even people that feel that they're at the bottom is like leaps and bounds more wealthy than the rest of us. Like,
yeah, no? There's a lot of people. Listen, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors here. There are a lot okay. of people that still live in their mom's yes. house and drive their 7 Series BMW. So, yes. no te creas.
Okay, good to know. Like I always biggest... feel so poor when I'm there.
yeah.
No, don't. Everything's a front. Trust yeah. me. Because
everybody
like,
lives on
is...
credit here. Everybody lives on credit.
Exactly. So the biggest like Miami meme, one of the biggest Miami memes, is like driving your like Mercedes, your leased Mercedes or your leased BMW into an efficiency in Hialeah. Like,
yeah,
that's the biggest joke.
It's a lot that's of, so that's funny. Why, that's why I'm leery of a lot of these, of some of these people that are on this show and like have this yeah. much money. Cause it's like, I know how Miami is and I know how people fake being rich here. So
yeah,
it's,
and here's the thing that like, I mean, and this goes, this is probably across all housewives. Like it's very, very true that the truly wealthy don't want to be on reality TV.
Right.
Like I work, right. like I work for an attorney who we just deal in trust and estates. So we're literally just like handing people money people, all
yeah.
day.
So, yeah.
And those people are so private that we have like documents that we don't even put their names on them. It's like code names. Because like it's like financial statements.
That's kind of what I thought about Leah Black. I was like, thank God she didn't come back because it is 2022. I think a lot of what they've done, I think it could have been bad for them. So I'm glad she didn't come back actually.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has come up about like Roy's firm and some of the things that they've yeah. been involved in that I've been reading about a lot lately. So I think it's probably better. I know a lot of people like have this thing where like housewives come on the show and then it like ruins their lives, but I kind of agree with Andy when he says this is like I think it just amplifies things that already exist.
Exactly.
I don't think it invents situations or scenarios or like people's shitty marriages or whatever. I think it
exactly
I do agree that it just kind of like you can't hide anything when the camera's on you. Jen Shah being a perfect example, your first exactly. season, a huge fraud ring is brought up, you know. So yeah. I agree, if you have skeletons, they're gonna come out.
Now that you guys are giving us the inside track, what about the next scenes? Definitely I want to ask Steph about this too, but for both of you, the Spanish monastery, is that really a cruise hookup place in the back?
I've never heard that. In the little like bokeh behind it, I've uh-huh. never heard that, but I also that's in a totally different part of town. That's in North Miami Beach.
Because I've always heard the most beautiful place is Vizcaya. Is that what it's called? Vizcaino?
Vizcaya.
Yeah, that's the palace.
I will say I was surprised that that's where Gertie took her because it's not like, how can I say this without being like totally rude?
Okay. No, I totally know what you mean. Gertie got married there, but Gertie got married in the 90s. And that was it. Like, that was it in the 90s.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Yes, my friend's mom and stepdad got married there too. And like, they're very hoity-toity. And like, you know, and that also another thing that's very like of that moment, the Biltmore.
Like, yeah.
The Spanish Monastery and the Biltmore are very like of like 90s.
Classic
like,
Miami. And so is the classy fame. Let me tell you, yeah. I've done events at all of these places. Exactly. And like, they're not all they're cracked up to be, especially Vizcaya. No. Vizcaya exactly. is.
Really? Is those photos look stunning.
They are. They photograph really well, but they're like logistical nightmares.
Are. And I know because like I think I tried to do like my quinces of Vizcaya too and everything. And it's like the time and you have to like and like because it's a historical landmark about the preservation. It's actually annoying to have an event there.
Yeah. And there's another one that I actually really like this venue in particular. It's the DuPont building in downtown Miami.
Oh my God. I love the DuPont building. That was like my second choice.
It was a bank in the 20s. And it's very much very art deco, very cool.
Yeah, it's very Miami 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, how beautiful.
It's stunning. And the pictures, actually, if you know who Danielle Brooks is, she was Tasty on Orange
Is the New Black. Yes, I saw that.
She got married there a couple weeks ago. And her
beautiful.
Look up those pictures. It's stunning. But that particular venue, like you can't roll chairs on that floor because the floor is protected since it's like historically preserved. So a lot of these places, but I was just like a Spanish monastery. In my opinion, is like an attainable wedding venue. And I feel like for the kind of things that Gertie does and the kind of things that Alexia wants, that's not where I would have put her, if that makes sense.
I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking? Well, you tell me just because you know, you probably know which event spaces would let you film or not. I'm feeling like maybe the real good ones wouldn't let her film. Cause like, for example, Gucci Mane got married at the Four Seasons. I know the food and beverage manager of the restaurant there. And that was a whole production. It's gorgeous. And it was a whole production and all of that. Like, I feel like that would have been more Alexia's vibe.
Or even somewhere like I would have, which Gertie works there all the time, is Faina, which is where they end up going a couple
exactly.
weeks later.
Exactly. Yes. So, yes. Faina is like
out of this world. It's beautiful. That's definitely something that's more Alexis. I'm curious which, well, I guess it's later on. I don't know. I know that you're not cut up. So let me not spoil.
I'm cut up. I am curious. I have the same question you do. I'm curious to know which was the venue that fell through that say that they couldn't host.
Right, because it was a hotel yeah. with like an outdoor space for ceremony. So like there are a few and I have a couple in my mind. I'm just wondering which specific one it is.
And now we like go Alexia, over to the, oh, go for it, sorry.
No, just because Alexia had also mentioned the Mandarin Oriental.
So I'm like, might have been that, like, yeah.
And I was like, that could have been it. But like,
it could have been that because they did redo the space recently, like during COVID. So maybe it could have been that one. I'm also thinking one of the St. Regis Bell Harbor also has a really beautiful outdoor space.
I've been there.
I love the St. Regis Bell Harbor. Love, love, love it. So I'm thinking maybe it could have been that one. And also because that's like in her neck of the woods. So.
Right, it was the Spanish monster. You can all agree was an odd choice, but I don't think that has to do with Gertie's, you know, skills as an event planner. I think it might have been like a filming thing.
You're right,
and it also felt like just part of the storyline to stretch out that process, right? Yeah, like building Alexia's wedding.
Fun fact: the Spanish monastery is the insane asylum in Ace Ventura.
Oh really?
Oh my God! Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
It sure is.
For anyone listening, if you're an Ace Ventura fan, that is a fun fact.
Yeah.
My question for you, Steph, the big one. So now we get into Nicole's first event, which I was laughing because it was, you know, the I love the orchids and the black, but it definitely reminded me of one of my favorite laptop screensaver wallpapers that looks exactly like the Zen one. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. But what's up with I did cringe at this lady geisha table thing. I don't know, as the event planner here, what were your thoughts?
I think it's funny that we have this and Heather Dubrow's sushi party like a couple like 2 weeks out from each other. But I to say Nicole's house just came out on Architectural Digest, and I don't know that many of the housewives have been on Architectural Digest. That being said, her house, like, it's too minimal for me, and it did definitely is giving me like the Kanye West makeover of their house. I am into a theme party as long as it's like an appreciation, not an appropriation.
Yeah, that was weird.
This one kind of like straddled the line a little bit too much maybe at certain points, but I also feel like a lot of people in Miami are just like ignorant to that in the sense of like they just think it's fun sure. to like dress up and like just to have like a fun yeah. theme, and that's like something that's really 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 like prevalent here that people just don't get it, and they don't get it like when you tell somebody like, hey, like, you shouldn't be doing that because that's not really like, oh, but why, it's fun, like that's not a big deal, like I, you know, so I kind of feel like it kind of lingered in that vibe of like, oh, we're just gonna have like a sushi party, and since it's Japanese theme, like let's dress in like a kimono. I think it was it Kiki that showed up in the kimono.
No,
Julia. Okay. But so, here's the thing, I think that Julia probably was wearing a kimono that she actually picked up in Japan.
Yeah,
probably. That, you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, I think that's where she was.
She didn't pick it up totally. At like the Epcot pavilion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I think, yeah. She, yeah. I think she thought Japan, and she's like, "Oh, I've been to Japan, and I bought this."
Yeah, because she's a super or a model, right? Like, yeah,
yeah,
she's
a model,
like
yeah.
had these things. Yeah, I think there's a difference because, like, there's a good way, like even in at the faux lunch on Salt Lake City. I thought Lisa Barlow actually did good. She like had like
yeah.
a flowy like kimono-esque.
Right.
Yeah.
It was kimono inspired. Yeah.
Kimono right. inspired.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. But something like the pho lunch is a little different. It was different on inside also because like Jenny is from Vietnam and she's right. you know, she wanted to share her culture. Very much like Crystal right. Minkoff's, you know, the Chinese New Year's dinner.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, Chinese, or Tiffany yeah. Moon's dim sum, you know, dim thing. Sum. Like she just mm-hmm. so the famous chicken feet incident. So I mean that was just kind of like
but the lady and the geisha thing was weird. Like I think that's separate from what like they were yeah, wearing, because I sure. picture myself in it if I arrived somewhere and there was like a chick with a sombrero and like shots of tequila and, exactly. and she's wearing like a sarape. Oh hell no!
Yeah.
I'd be.
That's why yeah. I'm kind of like.
Roni does that shit all the time.
Right. Oh, right. I have like more so. I have like questions. I'm like, is the lady actually Asian?
I don't like. It didn't appear no. that right. way. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, no. I would say no, but like in terms of me just not going straight to like, you know, judgment or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, okay, it's like I could let this slide, but if there was like one more kind of stereotypical thing at this party, then I'd be like, no, this was not a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was just kind of like that innocent ignorance that people have here, especially where it's just like yeah. they just think it's fun and they don't really understand like the impact that it could have to somebody that's Japanese. So I don't think it's done with any kind of malicious intent either.
No. I just was like, ew, that's cringe. I would cringe if I saw that yeah, about my sure. culture. Like yeah, just yeah. standing there, you know, 100%. This lady. So because you're the event person, I'm like, oh, what would you have done? Like if your client was like, yeah, let me have this, would you have like tried to talk them out of it? Or would you be like,
I mean, okay. if I wouldn't be able to talk them out of it, I would just try to find like a company
a workaround
or something that was like more authentic, right? It's like yeah. if you're gonna do that, like send me an authentic like Japanese chef, send me an authentic right. Japanese server, or if you're gonna do like a geisha thing, like send me someone that's from Japan, you know right. what I mean, like send me somebody that like actually has perspective into this culture and can kind of like do it where we're like not making fun of it, or we're not, you know, like it's not entertainment or it's not like a costume, you know?
Right.
That's
right.
what I, that's the route I would have gone.
That was my first thought too. What G said earlier, I was like, did someone Asian approve of this? Like was
no. yeah that's like, you know, for
like 99% certainty that nobody
they did not yeah, yeah. Okay, so this episode kind of wraps up there at their sushi party because it leads into well, it's actually really funny. I love this part where Alexia goes up to Nicole's husband and she's like, so when are you getting married? And then they show all the women's faces and he's like, oh, this is a lot. And he's like, we're already married. And Alexia says, which I'm gonna put it in the stories to see what everyone else thinks, but she says, I secretly feel it's bullshit, people do want to get married. I would have probably disagreed with her a long time ago, but now I don't know, pandemic happens and yeah. I'm in my feels for everything now and I'm like, I don't know, maybe she's right. What do y'all think?